This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is John Jetter. He is the conductor and music director of the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
Good to see you.
It's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year so far. But everything's going well, just super busy, but always good to see you.
Good to see you. And in my hand, the latest Naxos recording of the Fort Smith Symphony, again, William Grant Still.
That's right.
Fantastic.
That's right. And actually, in your hand are now all three CDs. As of the 13th of December, Naxos has released the final recording in the first ever complete cycle of recorded symphonies by William Grant Still, and we're happy that we're the orchestra that did it. The CDs turned out great. This final CD has symphonies number 2 and number 3 on it, and a beautiful piece called Wood Notes. These were recorded last season in April, and we performed Symphony 2 and 3 at Wood Notes at a concert with Judith Ann Still present, William Grant Still's daughter. And we're thrilled that Naxos actually fast-tracked this final release to have it actually for the holidays.
It's available now.
That's right. If you if one Googles Naxos William Grant Still 72-3 Jetter, you can see there's just dozens and dozens of entries. You can get it on any classical music website in the world carries it. Big box stores internationally that carry classical music CDs will be carrying this. And with Naxos, they are the largest classical music label in the world. They have the best distribution. So we've been able to have our CDs all over the planet, literally.
You mentioned Wood Notes. There's also Symphony No. 3, the Sunday Symphony.
Yes.
Why do you think it was called the Sunday Symphony?
Well, it's very the idea is it's the music is evocative of kind of a Sunday afternoon outdoor gathering. All three pieces are very varied. Wood Notes is the most impressionistic of the three. You can hear influences of impressionism. But still, all this music is infused with a lot of Americana. It's very Gershwin-y, very Copland-esque. And all of Still's music has an underlying element of blues and jazz harmonies. You can't mistake it. It's terrific. So we've got Wood Notes, which I believe is his most one of his most performed works. That is a first time ever recording. Which,
performed, yes. Recorded, not till now.
That's right. That's right. I conducted the piece, probably 20 years ago in South Carolina. And I remember audience members coming up to me afterwards. Oh, I love the program, blah, blah. But they had mentioned the Wood Notes specifically. Symphony No. 2 is called Song of a New Race. Of the three works, is a much more serious artistic piece. It's a beautiful work. And that has only been recorded by the Detroit Symphony on the Shandos label. There's only one recording. And then Symphony No. 3 actually was the only symphony that was not performed during Still's lifetime. And the first performance was with Carlton Woods and the North Arkansas Symphony. And they were the first to record that on a label called Cambria. And this is the second recording.
You know, I think people will be surprised to hear that Woodnotes, though it's performed often, has not been recorded yet. How does that work?
The short version with William Grant Still is, well, first of all, he is the adopted composer of the state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. He was born in Woodville, Mississippi, moved to Little Rock with his mother when he was – there's a little debate on the actual age, 3, 4, 5 years old, grew up in Little Rock, then went off to college and all that. He is known in music history as the dean of African-American composers, first African-American composer to be recognized as a significant symphonic composer. Woodnotes was premiered by the Chicago Symphony. Symphony No. 2 was premiered by the Philadelphia Orchestra. These are big things.
Right.
What happened is Still's career progressed to a point where he was becoming established. The whole time, however, he was fighting all sorts of racism, and there's a whole documented history of his life with all that. And you get to a certain point in his career, you get to the premiere of his first opera, Troubled Island, New York City Opera. And at that point, it is well documented that music critics and sort of the musical intelligentsia of the East Coast, of America, said, okay, we've had enough. This guy is, he's a man of color. He's just too prominent. We've got to put a stop to it. And with the opera, there was actually an organized front. They got all the music critics together and said, no matter how much you like this, you have to pan the opera, which is what happened. So what's happening is, after some initial struggle and success, he ultimately just fell out of favor, and that's why a lot of recordings. And even to this day, he's known historically, but of the five symphonies, two had never been recorded before. And then two only once, only relatively recently. And as part of the whole cycle of CDs, there's pieces like Woodnotes, there's In Memoriam, which is a world premiere recording, Africa, which is a almost 30-minute orchestral work, which we recorded on the first CD, world premiere recording, Poem for Orchestra is also world premiere recording. There's a lot of music that just hasn't been recorded yet. On the flip side, one of the many reasons we did this project is my own personal experience with conducting Still's music in concerts was I noticed that post-concert, when people would come back to me and say how much they enjoyed the concert, they would always single out the Still piece, probably because they hadn't heard it or they had heard of him. Yeah, I really liked that one a lot. I was really surprised. That was my favorite on the program. So the music speaks to people, I think, really well. And what we're doing is every library in the state will get copies of these. They have of the first two. And we have sort of a program where, in addition to Naxos, of course, sending out everything, we're also – because part of this is an Arkansas heritage thing. And it's just great. And in this day and age, as you know, the recording business is very – different.
Fluid, I believe.
It was very fluid,
yes.
And there are actually very few orchestras in the United States due to the expense that are making recordings on any sort of a regular basis. And to have three released and not be our own label or not an in-house recording or something has been terrific.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.